Recorded Books presents Night, A Children's Fable by Catherine L. Jumbe. Illustrated by Shayna Dixon. Read by Catherine L. Jumbe. In honor of my late grandmother, the original Aleka Chao. Catherine L. Jumbe. To my mom, Sia, and Didi, who have always been the brightest stars on my darkest of days. Shayna Dixon. Even long ago, there was day and night. The people loved the day. Turtle sat on his log, warm and content. The cheetah cubs leaped and tumbled in the thick grass. Monkey and her friends searched for sticky, juicy mangoes and threw them right at grumpy Grandpa Rhino. All the elephants gathered in the cold, cold water, spraying one another to keep cool. And across the savannah, in a small mud hut, Aleka Chao opened all the curtains on all the windows and set her baby sister, Mwanawamkazi, in the sun to play. But at night, no one was happy. Turtle grew cold and his legs began to ache. Cheetah barked at her cubs, "Go to sleep!" Monkey and her friends couldn't find food to eat or throw, and the elephants moved away from the water, afraid of what was swimming in the dark. So every day, as the sun went down, a cry began to swell and spread. "Humph!" grumbled Turtle, shivering in his shell. "Why?" squeaked the cheetah cubs as they lay down to sleep. Said Mr. Snake, which is how a snake tells you he is very, very unhappy. And in a small mud hut across the savannah, Chao closed all the curtains and huddled with Moana before the fire. Far, far above the grasses and rivers, high up in the sky, the dark swung in her hammock, listening. Evening after evening, week after week, she listened and she grew sad. Until one day, she traveled the long sky road down to the earth. She called the darkness to her and took it away. And then there was only light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?